And in the seventh year of this week, Isaac called Esau his elder son, and said unto him, I am old, my son, and behold, my eyes are dim in seeing, and I know not the day of my death. And now take thy hunting weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and hunt and catch me venison, my son, and make me savory meat, such as my soul loveth, and bring it to me that I may eat, and that my soul may bless thee before I die. But Rebekah heard Isaac speaking to Esau, 4:5. And Esau went forth early to the field to hunt and catch and bring home to his father. And Rebekah called Jacob her son, and said unto him, Behold, I heard Isaac thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Hunt for me, and make me savory meat, and bring it to me that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before I die. And now, my son, obey my voice in that which I command thee. Go to thy flock, and fetch me 2 good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loves. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat and bless thee before the Lord before he die, and that thou mayst be blessed. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Mother, I shall not withhold anything which my father would eat and which would please him. Only I fear, my mother, that he will recognize my voice and wish to touch me. And thou knowest that I am smooth, and Esau my brother is hairy, and I shall appear before his eyes as an evildoer, and shall do a deed which he had not commanded me, and he will be wroth with me, and I shall bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing. And Rebekah his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice. And Jacob obeyed the voice of Rebekah his mother, and went and fetched 2 good and fat kids of the goats, and brought them to his mother, and his mother made them savory meat, such as he loved. And Rebekah took the goodly raiment of Esau, her elder son, which was with her in the house, and she clothed Jacob, her younger son, with them, and she put the skins of the kids upon his hands and on the exposed parts of his neck. And she gave the meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. And Jacob went in to his father and said, I am thy son. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise and sit and eat of that which I have caught, father, that thy soul, 14:15, may bless me. And Isaac said to his son, How hast thou found so quickly, my son? And Jacob said, Because the Lord thy God caused me to find. And Isaac said unto him, Come near, that I may feel thee, my son, if thou art my son Esau or not. And Jacob went near to Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because it was a dispensation from heaven to remove his power of perception, and Isaac discerned not, for his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's, so that he blessed him. And he said, Art thou my son Esau? And he said, I am thy son. And he said, Bring near to me that I may eat of that which thou hast caught, my son, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And Isaac his father said unto him, Come near and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and he blessed him and said, Behold, the smell of my son is as the smell of a full field which the Lord hath blessed. And may the Lord give thee of the dew of heaven and of the dew of the earth and plenty of corn and oil. Let nations serve thee and peoples bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee, and may all the blessings wherewith the Lord hath blessed me and blessed Abraham my father be imparted to thee and to thy seed forever. Cursed be he that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing his son Jacob, and Jacob had gone forth from Isaac his father, he hid himself, and Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also made savory meat, and brought it to his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise, and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said unto him, I am thy firstborn, thy son Esau. I have done as thou hast commanded me. And Isaac was very greatly astonished, and said, Who is he that hath hunted and caught and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. And he shall be blessed, and all his seed forever. And it came to pass, when Esau heard the words of his father Isaac, that he cried with an exceeding great and bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, father. And he said unto him, Thy brother came with guile, and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Now I know why his name is named Jacob. Behold, he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now he hath taken away. Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with plenty of corn and wine and oil have I strengthened him. And what now shall I do for thee, my son? And Esau said to Isaac his father, Hast thou but one blessing, O father? Bless me, even me also, father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac answered and said unto him, Behold, far from the dew of the earth shall be thy dwelling, and far from the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword wilt thou live, and thou wilt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou becomest great, and dost shake his yoke from off thy neck, thou shalt sin a complete sin unto death, and thy seed shall be rooted out from under heaven. And Esau kept threatening Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him, and he said in his heart, May the days of mourning for my father now come, so that I may slay my brother Jacob.